Okay, so let's say you've got this, a good chunk of change burning a hole in your pocket, right? And you're thinking, okay, where do I put this? Oil and gas, real estate. What's going to give me the best bang for my buck, tax-wise?
Well, you've definitely come to the right place because today we're doing a deep dive
They are.
into exactly that.
Yeah.
That's a question a lot of people are asking. So
Yeah.
we've got this awesome document
Yeah.
comparing all the tax benefits
Yeah, we're going to break it down for you.
of both real estate and oil and gas.
Exactly. And look, whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, knowing this stuff can make or break your decisions.
Oh, absolutely.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. First thing that jumps out at me is depreciation. Right. It's there for both real estate and oil and gas,
Yeah.
but the timelines seem
Yeah.
totally different.
Completely different.
Yeah, break that down for me.
Okay, so with real estate, you're talking about depreciation over a long period of time. Very long, like
Yeah.
27 and a half years for a house, 39 years for a commercial building. It's a marathon, not a sprint, but oil and gas much faster.
Wait, are you telling me I can depreciate like an oil rig in a year?
Well, not the whole thing necessarily,
Yeah.
but you can often write off a huge chunk of your
Oh.
investment a lot quicker,
Yeah.
maybe even in a year. Yeah. And that's because with oil and gas, the value is tied directly to how fast you're pulling those resources out of the ground.
It's like a use it or lose it kind of deal.
Exactly, yeah. And there's this thing called cost depletion. Basically, the more oil or gas you extract, the more you can deduct. Think of it like
Okay.
a pizza, right? Every slice you eat, that's like
That's value gone.
value gone.
Okay, I get you. So faster you drill, the quicker you can depreciate. And that means potentially bigger, faster returns.
You got it.
Okay. Now this document mentions intangible drilling costs. IDCs. What are those?
Yeah.
It's kind of like cloak and dagger, you know?
Yeah, kind of mysterious, huh?
Yeah.
Really, it's just the costs of getting a well up and running, like wages, supplies, preparing the site, all that stuff.
Gotcha.
The nuts and bolts.
Okay, so where's the tax advantage there?
The cool thing is you can deduct a big chunk of these IDCs right away. Instant savings. So if you're looking for a fast return, that's a huge plus.
Got it. So oil and gas, kind of front-loaded benefits.
Yeah, you could say that.
Real estate, you're playing the long game.
More long term, yeah.
Okay. Now we've talked depreciation. This document also mentions depletion. Is that the same thing?
Good question. They sound alike, but they're not the same. Depreciation's about the stuff, the equipment, like the well itself or the building or
Physical stuff.
yeah. Depletion, that's about the resources you're pulling out, oil, gas, whatever.
Okay.
The value goes down as you extract it.
Like our pizza, less value.
Boom.
Yeah.
Exactly. And both real estate and oil and gas have depletion, but it hits harder in oil and gas.
Because you're extracting quicker.
Right.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Now, in real estate, I know about 1031 exchanges. You can defer those capital gains taxes, anything like that in oil and gas.
1031 exchanges are awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sell one property, buy another similar one, no capital gains tax. Brilliant.
Right.
Keeps the money flowing.
So no swapping oil rigs for pipelines then.
Haha, not exactly, but there are ways to defer taxes in oil and gas too.
Like what?
Well, investing through partnerships can have some advantages.
Interesting. So both sectors have their tax smart moves.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, last thing for me. Passive versus active income.
Oh, yeah, that's a big one.
Huge.
Yeah. Now, real estate, often that's passive income, right?
Yeah.
Especially if you're not managing the property yourself. Invest, collect rent, pretty hands-off.
Okay.
Oil and gas, that can be a whole different ball game.
More like get your boots dirty kind of thing.
Yeah, could be. Depends how involved you are. If you're really in the thick of it, operating the wells, that might be active income, and that changes the tax situation.
So you really got to know the details before
Dude.
jumping in.
Oh, absolutely. Taxes are important, but it's just one part of the picture. Your financial situation, how much risk you can handle, what you're aiming for long term, all that matters.
So bottom line, both oil and gas and real estate have great tax benefits. But it's all about finding the right fit for you.
Exactly. And remember, this is just scratching the surface.
Yeah.
Tons of resources out there, experts who can help you navigate this stuff. Don't go in blind.
You heard it here first, folks. Do your homework. Talk to the pros. Make informed choices. Don't just wing it. Happy investing, everyone.